Blog Talk Radio.
No routes found.
The river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Lisa, you there? Lisa? Lisa. Lisa, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so welcome to, so sorry it took a long time to get on this show today. But what I want to talk about today, I know this is like kind of old news, but it's not old news. Can you hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me? Okay. What I want to talk about today is the death of, for those don't know, George, that was killed Monday at the hands of Minneapolis police officer, white racist police officer. I don't know the name, I don't get the name, but I just saw George killed. I'm sure everybody saw the video. I saw the video. Did you see the video, Lisa?
Yeah, I saw the video a little bit.
What did you think about the brutal attack of this handsome man that was taken away so young? What was your thought and your input on the death of George?
My thoughts are that it's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's wicked.
Why do you think it's wrong? I mean, well, we know why it's wrong. Why do you think, huh?
God do.
What did you say? Lisa?
I said that, you know, unfortunately, I feel sorry for his mother and his father, his parents, and he got kids. We even got kids. Like, do they even think about what they doing to people? Like, how the hell you going to put your knee in his fucking throat? He's telling you he can't breathe. Mm-hmm. He killed him on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he killed him on purpose.
I mean, go ahead. For me, I'm just really tired of all my black women, my black man, is just been getting killed by the hand of police officers. And I'm tired of reading the paper. I'm tired of watching the news report of my innocent black men and women being gunned down or even killed at the hands of racist cops. When is it ever going to be enough of this? When is it? It's gotta be enough. Enough is enough of the violence. And as the title, it says, no justice, no peace. And I really do agree and really agree with the title, no justice, no peace. And this is not the end of it. What do you think about the riots that's going on in Minneapolis at this time? Lisa, what do you think about the riots that's going on at this time? What do you think about the riots that's going on?
I hope everybody be safe. You know, I hope everybody be safe and in their homes and, you know, and just, you know, just live a positive life. Because this world is not promised to us. And them riots ain't making it no better because they're going to end up getting themselves killed too. They on the world.
Right.
They're trying to start a race war. And if we feed into their bullshit, it's going to be a race war.
Right.
It's
and that's what I'm saying.
One.
I mean, this is like the sixth death that we had in, what, 4 or 5 months? What about the lady Brenda? Oh. Is it Brenda? Brittany? I think Brenda or Brittany, she was killed. She was at home in her home. I forgot where it was at, but she was a paramedic, I believe, and the cops shot in her home and killed her dead while she was in her home. What about Sandra Bland? What about Therese Rice? What about Aaron Garden?
Mm-hmm.
What about Kayvon Martin? What about Michael Brown? I mean, it's just on and on and on and on. What about Tamir Rice? What about Tamir Rice? Rice. I think that's his name. What about all the people?
Yeah, I got killed and didn't nobody march for me. So, I mean, if people need to start marching for everybody, not just certain people, because it became famous. You know, you ain't careful what you do. It's not funny. Everybody is all, it's all, you know, you hate to say it. You know, and I hope God works in mysterious ways and fix everything that's going on. But we ain't right neither, because how we know, you know, when they did that Mike Brown, people wasn't even belonging there. The same
right.
Was talking about these people ain't never been here before. It was all a setup. It's the start of race war. And black people
right.
Was a pawn of it, too. We are a pawn. And you know what? This shit started out from slavery, the whole slavery people, you know, told us it's the same. Because white man, it's bullshit. It's all Mickey Mouse bullshit.
We are taking calls at 516-387-1584. We are talking about the death of George. What's his last name? I can't.
Not just one.
We're talking about the deaths of the black race, of African American men, African American women, that was taken by racist cops. That
yes.
come from the Army and get
that
on our police force.
You got stopped
and
last week. He was the Army.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I know it happened.
He got killed.
Right. What are we going to do? When is it going to ever be enough?
Oh, thank
when
God.
Are we
going to
stop
but
burying
you? Know,
you?
But, you know, Facebook got a lot to do with this bullshit, too, because they make the Facebook Live so motherfuckers can do bullshit like this.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's for all the white men, you know. It's down to that damn white man who owns Facebook.
Well, when is it going to be enough? When is it going to start setting up for
it? It ain't going to be enough until the Most High come. When he come riding in with his soldiers, that is when it's going to be enough. That is when God, everybody going to start bowing down to the Most High. It's going to be too late. It's going to be too late.
Yeah.
It's going to be too late.
Yeah, it is.
They better wake up. Come in with the white horses, boy. Come on in.
Because
this is so crazy. Come on in, y'all. Express your opinion on how you feel about these deaths that's going on.
Well, I'm about to take a break right now. We're about to take a 5-minute break. We'll be right back. We're going to go into Leander Johnson, Better Days.
This wonderful song called Better Day. You know who's coming? LeAndrea Johnson. Yes, she is.
lost Lisa. I don't know why we lost Lisa. I call her back. Phone. I don't know what happened. But we are taking phone calls now at 518-516-387-1584. We are talking about the death of men and women killed by the hands of racist cops. So I'm going to get Lisa back on the phone. And we are looking for the talk to people right now. So let's get her back on the phone. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Lisa, you there? Lisa? You there? Wait a minute. We're taking phone calls once again at 516. On, but we were just talking. Just a second. I don't know what's going on with this, but.
Hello?
Okay, you back?
Yeah, my phone be acting up.
I know. This thing be acting up, too. But I am, once again, like I was saying, once again, that was Leander Johnson, Better Days. That song is a perfect, that song fits the top. Because when she sings, it can't be no better else for it to get better. Better Days are gonna come. But it's like, when she sings that song, you be thinking like, dang, Better Days don't come here. How gonna come when they keep killing our men and our women? When? You know, and
well,
I'm
you
just
know
so tired.
What? I hate to say it, but I mean, the way of dating age in this time frame is people to stay in their business, stay in their own business, stay in their own house, and don't be going out.
Right.
Don't go out. You know, there's no reason for that man to be out there trying to sell some damn cigarettes. I mean, who the hell sell packs of cigarettes? So let's just see. I mean, I'm not saying that he was. The dude, both of them was in the wrong. He should have went out there solicited.
Right.
That's against the law. And the cops should have put his damn throat in the damn concrete like that, basically. That was wrong on both parts.
Mm-hmm.
But the one who gets the suffer the most.
He was saying that he couldn't breathe.
Yeah, he was saying it, but they didn't care. That man sat right there. And he got fired. Did they get fired?
Yeah, but you—I mean, when you say he got fired, I mean, yes, he got fired. But we want justice. We want it now. We demand justice.
From what I understand, it was something that set up like that. He gonna go to jail.
Really?
He wants to come up and out and get paid. But you know who? By you know who?
By who?
I'm not finna say, but you know.
Right.
You know, I ain't finna say nothing, but
yeah, I know who. We know who, but we're not gonna say on this show because we don't want certain people to shut us down. You know, this is season 2 of our talk radio, and we talk about all types of topics and subjects, and this is a very important subject matter that every time it's going on TV nowadays, it's just a cop killing my brother. You know, when is it ever going to be enough? When is it ever going to stop? You know?
Uh-huh.
It has to stop. They need to set an example. They really do need to set an example. When is they ever going to be able to set an example? When is they ever going to be able to set an example to send us to the next police to kill a black man and call it up? You know what I mean? So you need to be able to be a true. And right now, I don't trust the police as far as I can see, you know? So,
Okay, we all have
that's
both.
That's how I'm looking. I don't touch the cards I can see. And it's really such a sad thing to watch a man like that. Any man or any woman be killed at the hand of a police officer. So, we have had so many deaths these last couple of months. Like, they just are targeting our race. Because they are afraid of us. So there's so many of us. And the white man, police officer, is afraid of a black man in this society. You know what I mean? So, what do you think about that, Lisa? Lisa?
Yeah, I'm here.
Lisa, what do you think about the officer?
Don't say my name right here.
What do you think about the officer that killed this man?
I mean, he's going to do his. He's going to do something to him when he's tested.
Did you see the video, though? Did you actually see the whole video?
Yeah.
It was awesome. Somebody that was killed like that at a hand. It's like, where did it get these people from? You know what I mean? And you know, the people that's on the police force now, majority of these people are either ex-Marines or ex-Army. You know what I'm saying? So they still have that mentality when they come over from the Army or the Marines. They still have that mentality. Oh, I'm all I see, because they still killing people over there. That they think they can still have the right to do it over here. But it's not, that's not the thing. What happened over there must stay over there. And don't try to pick it up to America. Because when you come from over there, when you come back from over there, from the teams, whatever else, from the Army, whatever, you have to remember that these are civilians that you are killing. It's not people. You are not at war. And that's their mind. You know what I'm saying? That they people, they feel at war. So everybody has to get them. It's all in their mind. You know what I mean? So it's just hard to picture. You know,
yeah,
being in their shoes. You know what I'm saying? So it's just really messed up. And I don't think they should be on the police force. I think they should, when they come back over there, I think that they should have counseling. And so they can get their heads on track. Just because it was okay for you to kill somebody over in the Army, don't give you the right to kill someone over here. You know what I mean? So it's really hard to be an American right now. You know what I mean? So it is really is. And those that are listening, please call in right now. We want to hear more from more people. Please call in to 516-371-1584. We are taking phone calls right now, live on the air. We are talking about the death of George Flow. Oh, I can't pronounce the last name. I'm sorry. FLOYGPOPS. No justice, no peace. I got an article right here. It says from the family. It says from the family. No justice, no peace. George Flood. That's his name. Family say four officers involved in his death should be charged with murder. And I do agree with that. They still be charged with murder. Because if that was me or you, you know what I'm saying? That we would be prosecuted that night and charged with murder. So what makes them special? You know what I'm saying? So what makes them special? If it was me, and it's like this. They're not in the Army no more. They're not overseas anymore fighting this war. You back at home, honey. Okay? We're not at war. We on your side, so why would you kill us? You see what I'm saying? So, if it was, like I said, if it was me, I'd be locked up. If it was you, you'd be locked up charged with murder that night. It wouldn't be no marching. That's the procedure. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason why you're getting away with it is because they got the government backing them up. Think about it. Who runs the Army? The government. Think about it. Who runs the Army, Lisa? I mean, sorry, Destiny.
You said a whole...
Who runs the Army? The government, the United States government.
The government runs the Army.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the people that's on the police, the most of the women and men that's on the police force, who do you think they can recruit first? The men, the people that fight on the enemy line. You see what I'm saying? They recruit those people before they can recruit civilians. They just now put out something just saying that they want to recruit civilians. But they want to do that at first. Think about it.
Right.
I just don't understand, and I don't agree with this man thinking that it's okay for him to kill some woman. The man said he's on the ground and he's paying for it. Come on now. Please.
Right.
We know what's up. We know what's up. America know what's up. And you poor officers that was involved in this poor man's death, you guys will be brought to justice. It's not over. It's not over. So all I can say is I can't cry no more. I ain't cried and cried and cried and cried and cried to about so many people of color that has been gunned down or murdered at the hands of a racist cop. And I'm tired of men. I'm tired of being silent, first of all. I'm tired of just being quiet. I'm tired of just being in tears and watching this keep happening time after time after time. When is we going to ever say it's going to be enough? When? It's just no excuse for it. We need to come together as American citizens and stand up. You know what I'm saying? We need to stand up and against this fight against white people that think it's okay to kill black people. How would they feel if we killed a white man, a white police officer, and how would they feel if we do it to him? You think they'd be marching? You think they'd be marching against us? Hell yeah! Kill that nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what they. That's what they basically saying and sending out that message. So it's just how people can just do the things that they do. You know? It's just really, really messed up. But that man has to die the way he died. And my whole thing is, by looking at the video, I'm sure everybody else is just thinking the same thing I was thinking. And it's going to be a riot. And what happened? It was a riot. Because that video, if we saw everybody of color saw that video, you see what I'm saying? And my grandma, rest her soul, always used to tell me she couldn't stand white people. And I never knew why. I'm like, grandma, that's not nice. You don't say things like that, but she was black. You see what I'm saying? She didn't like it because she endured what she endured. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? She endured what she endured. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like this world, we are in the middle of a pandemic. Not only do we have to worry about our lives and that time, now we're back to killing black folks again. First it was Michael Brown. Then it was, before Michael Brown that I know of, it was Timothy Thomas, 19-year-old Timothy Thomas of Cincinnati, Ohio, that was gunned down by Officer Steve Rose of Ohio. And what month of year was that? 1998? Was it 99? I think it was 98, 99, I believe. I don't know, one of those years. But I was young then. Let me see, what year was that? How old was that? I think I was 2000. Something like that. Okay. 2000. Remember that? When Cincinnati had a ride down here? Destiny.
For those of you who have shared by your name.
Is you listening?
So you got shared by your name. I haven't seen you sometimes. What about your questions?
Destiny.
Sure.
Wayne, you are very welcome.
Do you remember the riot in 2000 of Timothy Thomas?
Diana Gonzalez.
Hello?
I said yes.
Okay, so I remember the riot of 19-year-old Timothy Thomas when they thought that he was crazy. We weren't crazy. We were tired. What about the murder of Rodney King? Well, he didn't die, but what about the brutal attack of Rodney King?
Make sure that you join in.
He killed himself because he was afraid for his life.
positive knowledge.
Let's be real about that. He killed himself because he was afraid of his life.
We're so talented too.
When is it ever going to be enough?
What God? Nation.
We have to
be
mindful.
I was
going to
say,
that this ain't no pain. We got to stop. We
got
to stop telling our kids, our loved ones, that it's okay for racist cops to kill us. We're still taking calls at 516-387-1584. Please call in. We said we're looking to hear from people right now. So we're about to go to another break.
I don't see no question.
What's
the question mark?
We about to go to another song right now. We have a break. Right now. So we'll be right back in 5 minutes.
That's okay.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, I'm back with Destiny on the phone. Jamila, talking about the Monday, the 25th, 2020, May 25th, 2020. I'm sure everyone else is going to be there. This is about I think that I will never, ever be able to get that memory out of my brain that he said, I can't breathe. You know what I mean? I think that I cannot get that out of my brain.
Yeah.
And thought that this man was killed because they said he goes or he boards a bad check. Do you know how many checks I wrote? You know, that could have been me. That's what I'm saying. Do you know how many bad checks I wrote? You know what I'm saying? You was with me, Destiny, when I was writing all those shit checks. You was with, remember? Dang on, she ain't gonna mail on here, but yeah. She was writing them checks with me. So, yeah, we write checks, but, you know, we ain't proud of it, but well, that was our young, dumb, naive self. But we grew up in that. But my point is that it could have been us, too. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just not right. It really is not right. And when is enough ever going to be enough? When is he ever going to stop killing people? I'm talking for real. It ain't just white people either. Black people still, black people too, but that's not the size issue. We're talking about the white race. The white racist police officer. I think it's okay. He purposely set out to kill him in cold blood. It was wrong. It was malicious. It was intense. And it was cold-blooded murder. No matter how he put it, it was at the hands of white police officers. He has the blood on his skin of George Floyd. And he will pay for his actions. He would pay for his actions. And the other three officers that was involved, you know who you were, and you guys are going to face murder charges.
I like this part.
Any means necessary. You guys are going to be in prison for the rest of your life. And it's not going to be over until we bring you guys to justice. You guys are going down today. And we are going to set an example with you guys. It's eye for an eye. Just like you took my brother away, we're going to take y'all lives away. We may not kill you, but I am going to be at every court appearance, every trial, and every tribulation. We are going to bring you down. All four of you racist cops.
Hello?
Yes. All you racist cops are going down. If it's the last thing I do. So, with that being said, do you have anything else to say about this situation? Destiny? Destiny. Do you have anything else to say? We got 58 minutes left. I'm surprised. I'm surprised nobody called in about this topic.
Why?
So do you think they deserve to go down for what they did?
Robin Johnson shot in Arizona. No. Fuck no.
Destiny?
Why would you move to Arizona
when
you're
different
from where you are?
Do you think they deserve to go down for what they did?
You're a boxer. I don't know what that means.
You're supposed to be on the radio show. You're watching TV. Like, come on now.
I'm not. Who are you talking to? I'm out of here. For what?
But you
know, you're not really saying. I could barely hear what you're saying.
I said, do you think that the cops that did this deserve to punish? Do you think we should let this go, or do you think we should just keep on?
He's not. It don't matter what I think. He's not going to get. From what I understand, he's not going to get punished. He's going to get 6 months, and that's it.
6 months? Who told you that?
Yeah. Oh. I'll send it to you later.
Mm, yeah, that's not saying too much on here. But, like I said, I'm going to be at every court appearance until you guys rock the guest. I mean, over and over and over and over and over as you see it. Over and time after time. When is it ever going to be enough? This Christmas virus of this Christmas killing of black people. Beautiful black people. Beautiful black men and women. Sons, daughters, cousins, uncles, aunties. All gunned down. I stopped counting at the last one. So at least 1,000 people have been killed by police.
Around you,
and people always ask me, he would ask me on Monday, what makes this killing any special? What makes this killing so high profile?
Oh, he passed. He's going right there.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what will make this killing so high profile. It's because the way he's killed, the way this man had his knee on this man's neck. You know what I mean? And when this man said he couldn't breathe, that was, I can't get this out of my head. But he said, and this man died. If he would have just got up off this man's neck, this man couldn't breathe. I don't think that what would be. It's strong as he is now. I don't think we would still be angry, but it wouldn't be as bad as it is now if he would have got up and not killed his man. So I still think that they should have and just fired him. I think they should arrest him at night. If that was you or me, we both would have got arrested. So for murder. It's murder. Whatever way you look at it, it was all murder. What do you think?
I think it was all a bunch of crimes.
Yeah, it was cold-blooded murder.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's sad.
It is so sad. It really is. And I really want to give my deepest condolences to his family and his children if he has any children. It didn't say that he had any children, but I want to give my deepest regards to his family. I know what this family is going through. I can't say I know what they're going through because I never had a family member killed by a police officer. But I have lost a couple of family members. And it was really sad.
Can I get a general reading
out of the future?
Go to sleep.
You want to send your condolences?
James, we should
be
Jane over. You should be with the person.
Go ahead and send your condolences.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we're on the radio show. We're on the radio show.
Welcome,
go ahead, Kyle. Welcome, Kyle. But go ahead and give your condolences.
my condolences goes out to all the family members that suffer from all their loved ones who got shot up by the police, and just in general, period. And I'd like to give thanks and honor to God, because he's the only one that knows what's really going on in this world.
Yes, Lord.
I hope that guy, you know, he got 7 days. He got 7 days to cross over. I hope he, you know, got the right energy and the right spirits around him to give him the love of what we're walking home.
Can I have a reading on my health and love life right now?
My whole thing is that if you ain't right with the Lord, we need to get right with him. Because your life is not coming after. Hey, we can be taken in a quick second. And they show us this every single day.
And
our lives don't matter to them. That's why we stand white people at this point. And not all white people, but I can't stand certain white people think that they just got from the pool. Yeah. What's your opinion on what's going on in the world with this white man that took the hands of this black beautiful man, beautiful brother?
There's cars that go to the doctor and think you have cancer. The arrows do not tell you whether it's cancer.
Derek, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
So what's your opinion on what happened to George Flood and many of
us? I think that's crazy. I said, I think that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. And it's just, when I saw the video, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. All I saw was this black super brother on the ground being killed by a racist cop.
Right.
I'm gonna tell a story that I never told anyone before. But when I was locked up in prison for 6 months, I know why, but we're gonna get into that. But I did 6 months. I'm not proud of it. I did. I paid my time. Sorry. These cops slammed me to the ground. They make me. And then they slammed me to the ground. So they could have killed me too. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
I don't put it past. I don't like white people to this day, as far as I can see. I'm sorry. I just don't.
You said you don't like white people?
Certain white people. Racist white people.
Yeah.
I don't like. So. Go ahead and tell your story, why you believe that was wrong what the white man did to that black beautiful brother.
I just think it was crazy. I don't think he should have did that.
What they do? And they will. They're not going to stop.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Did somebody call?
Did somebody call?
You called Dante.
It's a Mexican.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, we're on the radio show. That's why they said. We're right here on the radio show. That's why I couldn't.
How was I doing?
We're on the radio show.
Who was on the radio show?
Start your show
now. Press the button.
Oh, I am. What?
Who was on the radio show?
Me, Lisa, Derek, you. Okay.
What are new people?
They haven't came, but we are talking about the death of George Flood. Or what happened on Monday is that
I think that's crazy.
It was very violent, very torturous, very brutal. beautiful. Tell him a beautiful.
I don't believe in that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Oh, she hung up.
Yeah.
Well, she hung up.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, I don't believe in that shit. I don't. But that's, you know, that cop's going to get away with it, though, because they get away with it all the time. This ain't their only rodeo. That cop's going to get away with it.
No, he's not. He's not going to be. We got to go to another break. But we gotta go to another break, so.
Oh,
yeah. How long is gonna be on, Dante?
Why?
I'm asking.
We have 47 more. We got 47 more set minutes.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I'm gonna play Leanne and Johnson better days.
I said you guys are gonna get away with it because they get away with it all the time.
We got to go into a break. I'm going to pay Leandra Johnson better days. Phone number is 1584. We want to be Leandra Johnson better day.
This wonderful song called Better Day. You know who's coming? Leandra Johnson. Yes, she is.
We back. Derek, go ahead and tell us how you feel about what's going on. Go ahead and tell us how you feel what's going on today and why you think it's a shot.
I just don't think that it was right for him to do that.
Mm-hmm. I don't either. I mean, what I saw was very, very, very crazy. I don't know where she went. I don't know where she went, but I still don't think that she's going to come scot free. I think this time they're going to send
You have reached the voicemail box of 513462.
So we have 40 minutes. We have 40 minutes, 24 seconds left. So it's just like, dang, when is it ever gonna?
Right.
Enough is enough. And this time I do think that the example is going to be set. So. It's got to be set.
Right.
But I don't know how to feel anymore about this situation. I don't.
Right.
It's like it happens. I'm just surprised we haven't got any phone calls. Like, we usually get a lot of phone calls.
But
not today. Not today.
Oh, yeah.
What, did you see the video when the cop did that to George?
Yeah, I saw the news report.
Did you see the full video? Did you see the full video of George getting killed by the police?
Yeah, I've seen the news report on Facebook.
I did too. I saw more than news report. I saw the actual video of him being killed on Monday with everybody else. And my whole thing is, like, if I was upset, I wasn't crying. My mom was crying, but I wasn't crying. I was just angry. I still am angry. Until this stop, I don't think I ever trust white folks. And I know I shouldn't say that because I'm not a racist person, but I really hate white folks. Not you, but I really do hate white folks. Sorry, but I do. And it is what it is. I hate white folks. I'm about to look up another song called, it's a song called Fuck the Police. Well, that'd be on tomorrow, part two of this segment. We'll be back on tomorrow after this time. Well, we got 37.10 minutes left, seconds left. So there should be enough time to play another song, and that'll be it. After we finish talking, we gotta talk about the subject. But this episode is dedicated to George Flo.
Grown men killing babies. Who am I to say? You can make them nameless. Know the hashtag today, yeah. Why should we care about that lady from somewhere, a far place, a cover face? But tell me this, why are we back in the past? It's the same script, different cast. All these alternative facts gets me outside, how about that? Why is it so hard to keep hold? Who got that popular vote? Was the whole thing just a joke? Was that whole thing just one big joke? It's a fucked up world. Yes, here we are in. I ain't going nowhere. Do a thing. It's a fucked up world. Yes, here we are in. I ain't going nowhere. Do a thing. Trying to be perfect, but look at the president. Turning the inside, it feels like you walk a million miles. Losing momentum, losing your wind some. You better get out now. It's a fucked up world. Here we are in. I ain't going nowhere. Do a thing. It's a fucked up world. We are in. I ain't going nowhere. Do a thing. It's the same script, different cast. All these alternative facts catch me outside, how about that? Why is it so hard to keep hold? Who got that popular vote? Was the whole thing just a joke? Was that whole thing just one big joke? It's a fucked up world. Here we are in. I ain't going nowhere. Do a thing. It's a fucked up world. Here we are in. I ain't going nowhere. Do a thing. Trying to be perfect, but look at the president. Turning the inside, it feels like you walk a million miles. Losing momentum, losing your wind some. You better get out now. It's a fucked up here we are in. I ain't going nowhere. Do a thing. It's a fucked up world. But here we are in. I ain't going nowhere.
I'm just really surprised we haven't got any more callers called in tonight.
Why?
I don't know. We used to get a lot of calls, don't we?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're not getting as many calls as we once did before. I gotta find out why, but do I trust people ask me, do I trust the police?
No.
Do I like police?
No.
Would I have a mirror, please?
No.
But they say, somebody also said on Facebook, they were saying that why is every time a black man is killed, black people want to act up? Did you hear the question?
Huh?
Did y'all hear the question? Somebody said on Facebook that how come every time a black man gets killed by a police officer, black people want to act up?
Because they don't know nothing else.
It's not that they don't know nothing else. They're tired of being sick and tired. Shit. They're just tired of being sick and tired. But I got a song. I got a new song called Lil Boosie. I want y'all to hear it. So we're about to get into it right now. I was just sent this song right now. Oh, wait a minute. We got a caller. We got a great caller number ending in 4324. Welcome, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just tried to get on air. We just tried to get on air and talk about this sensitive subject. Did you see the video on Monday?
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
What did you think of the video on Monday?
Well, I mean, I was pissed off.
Can't hear you. Can you speak? If you don't see who am I, can you speak up a little bit? We can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh. I was
Are you pissed off? I think everybody that is of color, that was black, African American, was pissed off. I know I was. I wouldn't cry. My mom was crying, but I wasn't crying because I mean, come on.
it's just going to keep happening and happening. And until we come together and stick together, which, you know, that's not going to never happen these days. But it's really sad to see that that happens to him on Monday. And people always say we act up.
I want to speak on. That's what I want to speak on. Everybody thinks that it's about us uniting, but I want to say, and people get mad, but I always tell the truth.
I'm sorry, we can't hear you. Your phone's still low.
Hold up. Can you hear me now? Hold on. I'm going to put it on speaker. I got you on my headphones.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I like to tell the truth, and the truth of the matter is, even in our history, if you check our history for at least a good 200 years, we ain't never really been united. It don't take us uniting to stand up. When the Panthers were standing up, they was a small group. It made a difference. You know, I don't know if you know about Jeff Fort, but in Chicago, cops were killing people left and right. He formed the Black Stones and started a police and beat them with killing. Because every time you kill one of us, it's going to be 10 of yours dying.
Welcome, 7244. I'm sorry. Go ahead, 7244.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Peace and Black Power. How's everybody?
Hi, we're doing fine. We decided to get online. I'm sorry for cutting you off, 4324. We decided to get on and talk about this issue. What happened to George on Monday, it was very sad what happened to him. And I think that the officers that took this man, this beautiful black man of color, life, I think that they should. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Did he hang up? Hello?
No. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Go ahead and finish talking. Destiny, talk to him for a second.
Where?
You hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir. Finish saying what you were saying. I'll be right back.
Okay, well, was that for me, ma'am? Were you telling me to go ahead?
Yes, go ahead. Go get somebody. But go ahead and say what you were going to say. I'll be right back.
Well, the thing is that we as black people, we are just dealing with a situation in which we've been sweeping under the rug for quite some time now. We all must be honest with it. And in my opinion, I have to be honest, I feel like we're going to do the same thing with this. We're only going to sweep it under the rug. Even in the face of George Floyd. Now, right, that's another brother that has yet been killed, but it ain't the one. You know, they kill brothers like this all the time. You understand?
Yeah, but
they kill brothers
like
this all the time. They even showed the picture of the sister, right? We remember the sister that got shot by the cop, that was pregnant. And these are people, the situation a couple weeks ago, the young man, there were two young men. One was like 15, 16, I think, in Georgia. He got shot in the back of the head or something like that, jumped, trying to run from a cop over the thing. He had this other young boy. It was on the police, you know, police chase or whatever. But he exited the car and he took off running. And he got shot in the back, right? That's the one that they are talking about. With the black man, the black cop was heard on audio saying, "Well, hey, that's probably gonna be a closed casket." So this is definitely telling us and showing us that the dynamics, regardless of not sure where everybody is at spiritually or religiously. So your spirituality is very important, but no matter how much we pray about it, no matter how much we pay about it, no matter how much we try to, you know, rub shoulders and make white folks our friends, it don't make no damn difference. They still gonna look at you as a nigga. You know, they still gonna look at us as Negroes, as, you know, as worthless scum. There might be some white folks now fighting or standing up for it, but they aren't. You know, I went on Google and I asked Google, white advocates for black injustice. You know, show me a group of those people. And I couldn't find none. The only pictures I had were from back And they not saying there aren't any, but I bet you I went on the same Google search engine and put in white advocates for animals, you understand? And there were a many. They will stand up more for an animal and for their dog than they will for black folks. Let's just be honest. These are the same Americans that we laid down our lives for in order for them to live comfortably. You understand? And now, because they plagued us years ago, 400 years ago, many more years ago, and they haven't answered for that, whether it be, some type of reparations or, they never offered an apology, have they? We never heard America say, hey, we're sorry. We're sorry for putting our black brothers and sisters. But why is that? Because we're still slaves. That's why. They're still locking us up. You understand? They're still locking us up for any reason. You know, now if they're shooting us down in the streets like this, this is a thing to think about. If they're shooting us down in the street like this, on camera, or putting their knees on our neck, on camera, in the face, imagine what they're doing to us when the camera is not on. You understand? Cameras don't catch everything. Imagine those brothers and sisters whom, after the cameras go off, whom, imagine those brothers and sisters who have been thrown in jail for 5, for 10, for 15 years for a crime in which they didn't commit. So I want to say that this injustice in which we see inside George Floyd doesn't only hit us in the manner in which it was shown to us it hits us across the board, education, in the workplace. So this, we're talking about us advancing, really. Not no pisses in the wind advancing. We really want to advance.
Not there anymore. But I don't know what happened to the 4324 guys, but go ahead and finish talking. I'm listening. I just came back.
Oh,
it was just me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. But it's going to be very important for us as black African people to stand up and love ourselves. Love ourselves in the form in which the Creator made us in. You understand? There are some black people that don't even think that they're black. They don't identify with the struggles of black folks. Yes, they on the other side. They think they're something else. They white. You have men that don't even identify with being a man anymore. So rather than them standing up and protecting their family, they'd rather go put on a dress and do something alternative. Now is the time for everybody, man, woman, and child, to stand up on their post and hold their respective positions. Do what we need to do, and it's time to restore our black African family, which has been torn apart like no other race. No other race have, no other human form has gone through what we have gone through as black folk, and we're still having to see it and deal with it. It's a damn shame. So it's time for us to stand up and say, if we have to, excuse me for saying, I don't mean to use foul language, but if we have to say, fuck this system, even with voting, I know there are a lot of people that feel like voting is it. But like Angela Davis said, we need to say fuck voting, and we need to get our own party. We need to get, because, we say, well, hey, we hate Donald Trump. Donald Trump doesn't like black people. But then you go to Biden, and we say, well, hey, we're going to vote for Biden. But Biden's going to tell you, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. That's some racist shit. Fuck you. Excuse me. To hell with you, cracker. We don't care about, now it's time for us to now define ourselves and have this sense of self-identity. We have to start in our churches. We have to start in wherever we're gathering in our community. These are the conversations that we must have 100%. And if we don't, we're going to keep on continuing seeing it. We shouldn't ask the question, why is the police doing this? The police is doing only what the hell he's been doing ever since 100 years ago. We shouldn't be shocked. I'm shocked that we are shocked. We shouldn't be shocked. Them crackers been doing that.
I believe everything you say. Everything you said is so true. Why do you think that they think it's okay to keep killing them?
Ma'am?
Why do you think that they think it's okay that they can still kill us and get away with it?
Because legally, has never been ratified. It has never been amended. We were once inside the law books only 3/5 of a man, right? We were only three. But if you were black, you were three fields. You weren't even considered a full man. Now my question to the CAD, to the panel, or to any of the supporting audience, when has that changed? It never changed. It never changed. It never said, well, hey, they're gonna go to court. We're gonna now go to court. We're gonna go to the Supreme Court to change this three fifths rule until now a four fifths rule or a five fifths. A full rule. Well, now they're a full human being. That never changed. Right? They never changed. So they're still looking at us as less than a man, even. You understand? So that doesn't surprise me. The same thing that created this America that we're in is the same thing that helped sustain the growth of this America that we're in. 100%. They needed black bodies 400 years ago to be slaves in order to run this country. And fast forward to this year, 2020, they still need all these black slaves. Go check out PBS. There was a PBS special called Slavery by Another Name. And it's talking about the industrial prison complex and how they are basically, that's what they are, the modern-day slave camp. You got brothers and sisters that go to jail for no reason, and then they're made slaves. They are actually working out in fields with the cracker police on a horse. You understand? They on a horse while they're in the field. You understand? This is 100%. And they guess how much they get paid? Probably like 25 cents sometimes an hour. You understand? So the same way George Floyd was, you know, done an injustice, I'm pretty sure you got plenty of brothers and sisters that are in jail in which they shouldn't even be there. You understand? They shouldn't even be there. So this is just a reality that we're looking at, and it's embedded in the primary fabric, the primary infrastructure, the very makeup of this America.
When
we see Donald Trump,
TV in the background, I can't hear the guy. I can't hear his name. What's your name?
My name is Equanee. It's kind of hard to hear. I hear some static or, you know, something.
Yeah, whoever TV, can you please turn your TV down, please?
I said turn down.
Yeah, I'm outside in the quiet, but yes, ma'am. My name is Equanee. I'm from South Carolina, man.
Okay. Is this your number that you're calling from now?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. I'm going to put you down for tomorrow. If I can't go back live tonight, I'm going to call. I'm going to do part two tomorrow, too.
Okay, that'll work, man. I'll be happy to join you guys.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am. I would be happy to join you guys.
Okay. But you can finish talking. We still got a couple more minutes left. But I'm gonna try to do another broadcast tonight if I can. But go ahead.
It's just gonna be very important that we learn how to respect each other. And we learn how to, you know, us as black folk, we're gonna have to learn how to love ourselves. Going back in to love who we were yesterday, because we don't have any substantial awareness or understanding of black history, you know, therefore we avoid of loving ourselves. Therefore, that's why our children love the white hero rather than admiring the black hero. So it's important for us to go back in and to love ourselves, to teach our children to love ourselves. It's okay to be proud to be black. You understand? Everybody.
Wait, I'm sorry. I still hear another TV in the background.
Yeah, I hear something as well.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Okay, but yes, ma'am. It's basically, you know, like I said, just we have to love ourselves. We have to respect ourselves once again. We're gonna have to admire each other, and you know, not admire each other because, you know, some sexual, you know, not admire someone.
I ain't even said nothing. Ain't nothing even out of my house. What are you talking about?
No, he hung up. Damn, it was getting
good. You did it.
Oh my god.
Shit.
Somebody TV. When we on live on air, you cannot have no TV on because I can't hear what you're saying.
I've been turning my TV on. You told my fan, well, then I gotta get off the line because I gotta have my fan on. It's hot. Shit.
No, it was a TV. It was a TV in the bathroom.
And
it was loud.
TV.
I couldn't hear what
he said.
He didn't have a TV.
TV.
He was outside.
It was not. You keep
was it must have been there.
No, I don't got no TV on.
I couldn't hear what he said.
He was rude as hell.
Hello?
Yes. I'm sorry. Did we get disconnected?
Yes, ma'am. I think we did. I think we did.
I apologize.
But, you know, it's very important that we as black, as African people, love ourselves. You know, the thing that the Creator is putting upon us is to go back and find out who we are, you know, and in the face of, you know, the white man, he's always been an adversity for us, right? And it's been
right.
A thing where now we're going to have to, there's been so many people that try to look away from us. Oh, the white man is no, you know, he's not our enemy. Why isn't he our enemy? You understand? That
right.
Doesn't mean that all quote-unquote white folk are bad, but all white people benefit from white privilege. So the majority of the time, they might be out there talking this tough talk with you, but when they go back to their white community, they stay right beside somebody that's European. You know, this is what happens in most cases. I never saw the proud white man or woman that puts them, that's not afraid to put themselves on the line for black lives. I've never seen it. Where they are all, now you might have the white advocate that's all up front for animals, for free the whales or save the trees or save the dogs. You know, they might have, but, you know, they're not going to put their name and their life or their children's life on the line for this type. No. And the reality is that this America is an America that supports these dirty racist crackers that kill us. Now they're talking about that, you know, no charges will be brought against that white dude. Like, what if this...
An attorney I just saw
come out and say that no charges would be brought against the guy in the there's a clip. You guys wish, you know, I'm sure you guys will see it. It just came out. Just like that, there's another clip of George Floyd's white wife coming out saying that he wouldn't want everybody to hate. Basically saying that she wants everybody to stop doing what they're doing and stop the protest, and that he wouldn't want everybody to hate. And I'm like, for real? If motherfucker, if you done killed my ass, I want you to be mad.
Right.
I want somebody to be fucking mad. My life just got ended. And the fact that this white woman, the woman in which George Floyd trusted, she sounds just as much as a racist cracker as, you understand? And she's getting out.
Well,
I'm saying, like.
Wait a minute. So you telling me his wife is white?
No, yeah. His girlfriend is a white woman. And
she is
coming out now, and she's publicly speaking, basically telling everybody, you know. Yeah, that's what she's called, a white woman. How dare a white woman come out and say, well, hey, and there's also footage I just saw of a guy, you know, they had the protest, and the quote-unquote peaceful protest turned violent. But they actually saw what was seemingly to be a white cop in his mask and dressed up in all black and in umbrella. He came by and he smashed all the windows out of the AutoZone with a hammer and basically starting or inciting the next stage or the violence inside the protest. He smashed all the AutoZone windows and then he walked away. And then they filmed him. You know, they actually caught him on tape, and they were running behind him, asking him, hey, are you a cop? Or what are you doing? Now, he just banged, he smashed the glass, came into the protest, and then easily just walked away under an umbrella. So, you know, there are some strange things going on around this that we as black folk, we should be mindful of.
And it's a lot of things that we need to research and check out.
Yeah, that's true. We do. We check it out for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I had read something today. They were saying what makes his death so special when other people are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of it happening. My mom was crying. I was crying. I can't cry no more because it just keeps happening. I'm just numb and upset and angry that it happened the way it happened. Because he didn't have to die. If the man would have got off his neck, he would have still been here today. He would have been sore as hell, but he would still be here today. He would have lost his life. And the way he did it, I just see the look in his eyes. Yeah, he did for his life, his innocent life.
But the bigger picture is the bigger picture is that they're saying no charges is going to be brought up. So we were asked the question: how is it that these racist cops are able to do this? Obviously, the government is allowing them, the big boys. They are allowing
right.
them, because if you did this to a citizen, you should be. Now, if a black man, imagine if a black cop had done that to a white boy, to a young white boy. Imagine what kind of water he would be in. You understand? Now, black cops to try to go and shoot an unarmed white or do them wrong, they going to get some time. And that's just showing you the favoritism, and what that's showing you that we are definitely still in a good old boy system. The same system where you had Klansmen that were over the police department. The same system where the Klansmen were federal agents, the FBI. This is just the reality. You understand? People that are Nazis are now wearing badges, and you actually see footage of this guy not detaining him, but he's going a step further and actually kill the man. Then it's, where's the justice? Where's the justice?
Hello?
Well, when it first started, when this episode first started, I said if it was me, or if it was my friend, or if it was you, we would have got charged with murder that night. You know what I mean? We wouldn't have got fired. We would have been marched down to the sheriff's station or the police station and booked up murder charges. So my whole thing is, they United States citizens. I'm a United States citizen. So what's good for them is good for, what's good for us is good for them. You know what I mean? So
uh-huh.
I want to know what makes them so special.
Right, right. And like I said, we have to be mindful that, the badge in which they adorn now. And we have to look at, how it's being utilized today. And how it was utilized back then, because back in the day, that original badge, the police badge, you can go look it up. It's the actual badge of the slave patrol. So when you're looking at how the police are interacting with black folk now, it's no different than their ancestors were interacting with black folk at being the slave patrol. And the quote-unquote, they had the Casual Killing Act. You understand? Where it was okay to kill a black man if you were correcting him. If he was, you understand? So all you had to do is say that he was doing something wrong, and because you were white, it was your word against his. Oh, I saw that black man whistle. What did he do wrong? He whistled at that white woman. Okay, let's take him and hang him. And you could see the frailty. If you hung somebody for whistling, out that the person whistled at all, they probably were just looking in that direction for some reason, and then they saw him looking, and then they say, oh, you looking at my woman, you looking too hard, nigga. And then say, well, oh, he was whistling, or he tried to, this is the same situation. If they're getting off like this in front of our faces with evidence right in front of our face, George Zimmerman was able to walk from that trial, you understand, scot-free. And you heard Trayvon Martin on that audio. You heard this.
Yep.
You heard that young boy pleading for his life. But then that, you know, this whole fucking system is a fucking joke. I'm getting tired of it, man. It's very sickening. It's very sickening for our people.
That's true. Well, and then what about Mike Brown? Mike Brown same, you know, situation.
Right. Same situation where the actual convenience store owner saying something about some cigarillos and he walked out. But as the story unfolded, Mike Brown and the convenience store owner had a relationship. From what I understand, the brother would come and, you know, distribute or sell marijuana to, you know, the person that, and I guess they would barter or however that goes. But if you have it with a store owner, you know, he got mad for whatever reason or dot, 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 you know, I've had people get, you know, that might, oh, you never know. You never know what the dynamics were. He could have owed Mike some money or something. You understand? So I think there's a lot of things that aren't really being told, but, you know, by that time, just like, you know, this cat up, but, you know, with George Floyd's situation, they were saying that he was resisting arrest at first, but then the guy that called the police said that, hey,